The Bells, 1931, directed by Harcourt Templeman and Oscar Werndorf, is a haunting and stylistically bold British horror film that has long been considered lost. Adapted from the stage play Le Juif Polonais by Erckmann Chatrian, the story centers on Matthias, a respected innkeeper in a snowy Alsatian village who is haunted by guilt after murdering a wealthy traveler for his gold. As psychological torment eats away at him, the ghost of the victim and the eerie sound of phantom bells begin to unravel his sanity. The film blends the tropes of Gothic horror with German expressionist influence, using shadows, silence, and sound to evoke a dreamlike sense of dread. This is Land of the Lost, The Bells. Lionel Barrymore originated the role in the American silent version, but in this British adaptation, Donald Calthrop delivered a chilling performance as Matthias. Calthrop, known for his work in early Hitchcock films, conveyed the unraveling mind of the murderer with subtle intensity. Templeman and Werndorf, working together as co-directors, imbued the film with a nightmarish visual language, making use of foggy landscapes and angular set designs to emphasize Matthias's inner torment. Boris Karloff, fresh from his breakout role as Frankenstein's monster, also appeared in the film as a sinister mesmerist hired to expose Matthias's guilt through hypnosis. Despite critical praise upon its release, The Bells had a limited distribution and quickly faded from public consciousness. The original negatives and known prints have never resurfaced, and it is believed to have been lost due to nitrate decomposition and neglect during the mid-century consolidation of film libraries. Surviving still photographs, reviews, and promotional materials suggest that the film was atmospheric and stylistically ambitious, with moments of psychological horror that foreshadowed later British thrillers of the 1940s and 1950s. The loss of The Bells is particularly regrettable given its unique place in early British horror cinema. Coming on the heels of Universal's horror boom in America, it represented one of the few British attempts at the genre during that period, and featured several actors and creatives who would go on to shape British film in significant ways. Its absence leaves a gap not only in the careers of its cast and crew, but in the historical lineage of horror film development in the UK. Although hopes for a rediscovery remain, The Bells continues to toll only in memory folklore and the echo of forgotten reels.